relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I don't know anything really about the investigation. I don't know very much specifically about your two proposals. I don't know specifically about those. But, Senator, I don't know the specifics of the act. I don't know the specifics of how the legislation would do that. I don't know what information the department has now. I don't know enough about the facts of the example you're talking about. But I honestly don't know what happened with the nursing homes. I don't know. With respect to the Durham investigation, I don't know anything about it other than what has appeared in the media. Similarly, with Mr. Durham, I don't know anything about that investigation. I don't know very much at all about the policy. I have read but don't know a lot about the solitary confinement issue. Again, I don't know the specifics, but I honestly just don't know. I don't know that much about 230 except for the case. I don't know the statute specifically, the provisions that do that, but I don't know the statute, no. The State Department have an obligation to apply that law. I don't know what the guidelines are that you're talking about.
Well, what does he know? Because it's clear he doesn't know a lot of things. Welcome, my dear friends. This is America First. I am your host, Sebastian Gorka. And that is the man, Merrick Garland. Isn't that some kind of seasonal decoration? Merrick Garland, I don't know. That's the man that Joe Biden wishes to be his attorney general. And that little montage... There weren't any repeats in there. That wasn't trick editing. That montage from the Daily Caller is just from one day of his confirmation hearing in the Senate yesterday. Who is this man? And how is he such a perfect exemplar of the Beijing Biden administration? What do you need to know about Merrick Garland? He went to Harvard. Of course he went to Harvard. He is a graduate with a summa cum laude degree, Phi Beta Kappa, went on to Harvard Law School, graduating in 1977. Likewise, magnum cum laude, and then he went to clerk in the Supreme Court. He joined the Clinton administration's Justice Department as Deputy Assistant Attorney General. And then he oversaw some very high-level cases, including the Oklahoma City bombing, the Unabomber case, and the Atlanta Olympic bombing case, 5 years ago, the then president, Barack Obama, tried to get him nominated and confirmed to replace the Supreme Court Associate Justice vacancy left by the untimely death of Justice Antonin Scalia. So you'd think this individual knows a little about the law and knows specifically, given his work on the Unabomber case, the Olympic bombing case, and until 9/11, the deadliest terror case in U.S. history, the Murray Building attack in Oklahoma City, that he'd know a little bit, just a little bit, about terrorism. Well, you would be wrong if you thought that. We have had 10 months of violence in America prior to the January 6th breach of security at Congress. Violence that left at least 700 federal officers wounded, some of them blinded in one eye. When asked about that violence, this was the response of the man who would be the Attorney General of the United States. Listen to Merrick Garland. Video cut to play cut.
Let me ask you about assaults on federal property in places other than Washington, D.C., Portland, for instance, Seattle. Do you regard assaults on federal courthouses or other federal property as acts of domestic extremism, domestic terrorism?
Well, Senator, my own definition, which is about the same as the statutory definition, is the use of violence or threats of violence in an attempt to disrupt democratic processes. So an attack on a courthouse while in operation, trying to prevent judges from actually deciding cases, that plainly is domestic extremism, domestic terrorism, an attack simply on a government property at night or any other kind of circumstances is a clear crime and a serious one and should be punished. I don't know enough about the facts of the example you're talking about, but that's where I draw the line. One is both are criminal. But one is a core attack on our democratic institution.
I'm truly speechless. And it's not because I've been teaching counterterrorism for 20 years. It's because this man is a legal professional who served in the Department of Justice, who has run, he ran the Oklahoma City bombing case. And he just said that my definition of terrorism, well, guess what? Your definition of terrorism or your definition of anything that has to do with crime is irrelevant, Merrick Garland. The only thing that matters is the statute, especially if you want to be the second highest law enforcement officer in the United States. So let's give Merrick Garland a little reminder, if he ever knew what terrorism is. Terrorism isn't acts of violence against ongoing processes of the government. He just said against the process of the government. No. It is the use of violence for political purposes by non-state actors. How does he think that blowing up a building after the sun goes down is a crime but not terrorism? Using violence against property when there's nobody there isn't terrorism if the property is a federal building. Does he even know that Barack Obama's buddies, don't forget who Bill Ayers was, Bernardine Dorn, the Weather Underground, one of America's most vicious domestic terrorism groups, detonated improvised explosive devices at the Pentagon and the State Department in the 1970s when he was working in the Supreme Court? Because nobody was killed? Does that mean it wasn't terrorism? Because a court case wasn't being heard inside a building at the time? A process of government wasn't undergoing? It was just a crime? Just one more example. What we have in this regime, in this administration, is a dangerous cocktail of arrogance. You see that in the likes of the individuals who aren't confirmed by the Senate. People such as Rice, who's running the Domestic Policy Council. Arrogance. Combined, melded, mixed in with rank ignorance. Another piece of proof. He may have gone to Harvard, but he's a cretin. He's an imbecile. Either his answers are, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Or, it's not terrorism if it happens after dark. Ignorance and arrogance. A deadly cocktail. But the perfect description of what the Democrats, how shall I put this, quote unquote, elected last November. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Special guest today, Lee Smith, Conrad Black, and warrior princess Katrina Pearson. And of course, the most important, you.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So what is the real threat to the United States? We've been told incessantly it's not Muslim terrorists, it's not Russia, it's white supremacists. And if you're burning down a courthouse, do it after the sun goes down, because then it's not domestic terrorism, it's something else, according to the incoming Attorney General. If he gets the votes, we'll see if our first guest of the day has a slightly different take on those quote-unquote facts. He is the author of The Permanent Coup and Plot Against the President, regular columnist with Tablet Magazine and the Epoch Times, as well as our favorite, Just the News. Lee Smith, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Seb. As usual, for inviting me on, it's always a pleasure to be speaking with you. And you've got a greatly interesting and important topic today.
A disturbing topic. And I'm going to give him credit every time I mention the phrase. I do, because I'll steal it later after I've given him enough credit. Somebody you know and I know, Jim Hansen, in a little chat room kind of text chain, maybe a month ago, used the phrase with regards to the fallout of the events of January the 6th, the breach of Congress, that the incoming administration is trying to criminalize conservatism, trying to make being a conservative a crime, and it's being aided and abetted by the mainstream media. Let's listen just how culpable they are. This is Jake Tapper, just over a week ago. Play cuts.
Today, 1 month and 1 day after the attack, after that storm hit the Capitol, we are again warning. If there is no accountability and no attempt by the Republican Party to stop these insane lies that have taken root in their party, witness the support this week by the House Republicans for bigot and conspiracy theorist Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia. If there's no effort at accountability, this is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
Jake Tapper using the phrase MAGA terrorism. How disturbing is that to you, Lee Smith?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think it's always important to remember when we're talking about Jake Tapper, we're no longer talking about a broadcast journalist. We're talking about someone who is involved, who is a central part of an intelligence operation to frame the 44th president of the United States as a Russian spy. So it's important to keep that in mind. Look, I think that they've been targeting, while certainly they've been targeting conservatives, Trump voters, we're talking about more than 74 million people here. But they have another concern right now, right? Because it's actually expanding. It's getting larger than 74 million people. Because what we're seeing are a lot of people on the left. You may have seen the other night when Naomi Wolf was on the Tucker Carlson show where she's talking about these lockdowns, saying they're unconstitutional. So we're talking about something much bigger. It's not just pro-conservative. They're not just attacking pro-conservative. They're attacking people. They will have to start to include people who are anti-Biden, right? People who are protesting Biden administration policies, which, it's absurd when you look at it, right? Everyone's talking about rolling out the vaccine. The vaccine will make everything normal. The vaccine will get us back to regular life. It's like, not so fast. You're still going to need to wear two masks and you have to social distance. And by the way, your kids aren't going back to school this year at all. And look, by the way, we're going to keep everything shut down till next fall. And since, of course, October is the beginning of cold and flu and respiratory disease season.
Right.
We might keep this thing locked down another year and a half. So we're talking about a very, very large group of people. So they have to be very worried about how they're going to handle this.
I got to know you when you were an authority on radical Islam, the societies of the Middle East.
You too.
Well, we've had storied careers. Your book on Strong Horse explains the dynamic of cultures where democracy is threatened, has very weak roots. You've lived in the Middle East. You've worked in Beirut. What does it mean to you when you hear or when you witness this attempt, when you see a Secretary of Defense nominee who's been confirmed talk about the enemies inside the U.S. armed forces? Right. What does this do in terms of the stability of a society, Lee Smith?
Yeah, it's intended to not only with the military, it's a very dangerous thing, right? You may have seen that that new Navy pledge or something like that. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it's quite clear that this is the purpose of it is to defend Democratic Party interests, Democratic Party equities. The point is to turn American institutions against half the country. It's extremely dangerous. But look, for me, talking about this, we don't need to go into radical Islam, Muslim extremism. The fundamental point is this. On January 6th, there were hundreds of thousands of Americans out there who were exercising their First Amendment rights. There were some people who broke the law. It seems pretty clear they broke the law. They should be charged as Americans with the felonies or misdemeanors they are alleged to have committed. The attempt to paint them as domestic terrorists is unconstitutional and obscene. And again, the point is to further divide the country. And I am convinced they are pushing this way too hard. They're pushing this into territory that they have no idea. No one knows where this will go, but it's extremely dangerous. And what they're doing in an effort to criminalize conservatives, to try to label more than 74 million people who didn't vote for Joe Biden as terrorists and to criminalize protest, it's extremely dangerous.
Let's phrase the question in their terminology, Lee. What happens when you push down on a group of people who have grievances? That is the sociological
term.
What happens when you put a lid on people with grievances when they are numbered in their tens of millions? It's not good, is it?
Exactly. No, exactly. This is like, right, exactly. Trying to, if you don't listen to people's grievances and you address them, that's where you wind up. Very good point. That's how many people on the left speak about the Middle East. Well, that's the reason for Palestinian terrorism, because their grievances are not addressed. And here the idea of they're going to repress Americans and make them feel pain, forbid them access to health care, education, loans, legal representation, deplatform them, strip them of their First Amendment rights. I mean, this is lunacy. Yeah. It's absolute lunacy. Look, the other thing is, We have been involved in two Middle Eastern theaters, one for more than 20 years, another for nearly 18 years now. We haven't been very successful in either of these theaters. The idea right now that somehow American institutions want to turn this around on Americans, is that's why I keep saying this is very dangerous, and it's also very sick.
It is a dangerous combination, as we say here on America First, of rank ignorance mixed in with rank arrogance. And that is a deadly cocktail. Follow this man right now, at Lee Smith DC, the author of The Permanent Coup and The Plot Against the President, which is an incredible movie by our friend Amanda Milius. Watch it at patpmovie.com. That's patpmovie.com, The Plot Against the President. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. And the left have declared Mike Lindell a threat. What are they doing to him? 24 companies are boycotting this great American, this patriot, supporter of the Make America Great Again movement. Please help Mike out. Send a message to the culture, cancel culture fascists on the left by ordering directly from him. Support him because you're a friend of this show. He's going to give you more than 60% off if you use my name. Go to his incredible website, mypillow.com, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. They want to cancel Mike Lindell. Let's send them a message. We are back with the author of The Permanent Coup and The Plot Against the President, our friend Lee Smith. Follow him on Twitter. Guys, he's only 200 followers away from 100,000. Show him some love. In the next 30 seconds, we can do it. Follow him, Lee Smith, DC. Lee, I spoke already about Merrick Garland and this unbelievable, this hearing where either he had no answers or he gave surreal answers. Talk to us about this attorney general nominee and also the one guy who wasn't fired. He was fired from being a U.S. attorney, but he's still there as a special counsel, and that's John Durham. Put the pieces together for us, Lee.
Yeah, well, you know, Chuck, Senator Grassley and some other folks in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing for his confirmation had questions about the John Durham report. And he said, yeah, I don't see any he wasn't confirming that he'll let Durham stick around, but he was, you know, being a little evasive. And I'm of the opinion that there is no way that the Durham investigation will be allowed to continue, that Garland will end this investigation as soon as humanly possible.
The investigation into what? What was Durham's mandate?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Durham's mandate is to look into the origins of the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation of the
that targeted
Trump campaign.
Mike Flynn.
Yeah, targeted Mike Flynn, went after the entire Trump campaign. But right, Michael Flynn was they were targeting him especially. So, I mean, look, the fact is that we saw documents released over the last year that showed that Joe Biden was not just aware of the operation against the Trump team. He participated in it. He was also spying. He was reading intercepts, right? Reading transcripts of intercepts of the Trump team.
And he wasn't the revelation that it was Vice President Biden in the Oval Office who said, use the Logan Act against Mike Flynn. Given what we found out about John Kerry and the Biden team talking to the Iranians, should we be talking about the Logan Act in Congress?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the way administrations are supposed to work. They change, the policies change. The point is that Joe Biden, as you said, he was the one who pointed the FBI in that direction, the Logan Act. So look, if Durham were to continue his work and he starts indicting senior FBI officials he's reportedly looking at, then that means they're indicting Joe Biden's co-conspirators. There is no way the Biden DOJ is going to let that happen. Here's the other thing, which I think is maybe even more important. If Durham is actually investigating, he comes up with names or even has a report, then what does that do? That confirms that the Republican version of events on Crossfire Hurricane since 2017. They've been saying it was not an investigation of Russian interference. They were spying. At that point, it opens everything up as well. Wait, what else were the Republicans telling the truth about?
Yeah.
And what were the Democrats lying about? Everything from the tour.
Last 60 seconds. You've written the book. You've written the two books, The Permanent Coup and The Plot Against the President. Last 50 seconds. What is the biggest question that is still unanswered with regards to that scandal targeting the Trump campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if we have many more questions. I mean, we have a pretty good idea of exactly what happened. We know who was involved.
Do we know the exact genesis? Do we know who first said we're going to spy on Donald Trump and his team? For me, that's the big question.
No.
Right. That, for me, we have to get to the bottom of it. And as long as we've got people like Lee Smith, we've got a chance of doing it. Check out his fabulous two books, The Permanent Coup and The Plot Against the President, and The Marvelous. It's not just because I'm in it. It's good otherwise. The incredible Plot Against the President movie by Amanda Mylius, the daughter of the John Mylius. Check it out at patpmovie.com. Thank you, Lee Smith. Follow him at Lee Smith DC. Please continue doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next success story like Alicia? Yes, you know the answer to that question. Go right now to ReliefFactor.com and order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Call them now. 800-500-8384. That's ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. What have you got to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com.
The fact that Dr. Fauci is going on CNN and he can't tell me that if I get the vaccine, if I'll be able to have dinner with my family, it's terribly inconsistent messaging, and it continues to be inconsistent messaging. In Israel and Tel Aviv, one of the messages that they have, I saw a sign that said, get a shot, take a shot. Meaning, if I get the vaccine, then I can go out and I can have shots with my friends. Is the science in Israel different than the science here in the United States of America? Because Israel has over half of their country vaccinated already and seem to be doing pretty well. I'm over Dr. Fauci. I think we need to have more people giving more opinions. And I honestly, quite frankly, I think the Biden administration should remove him and put someone else in place that maybe does understand science.
Bravo, Meghan McCain. What is the Israeli motto? Get a shot, take a shot or two. That's a pretty witty one from the Israeli government. It's a good question she's asking, because what did he just say about America's response? The man who's still in charge, the man who is paid $413,000 of your money every single year as the highest paid bureaucrat in America. Well, just listen to Dr. Fauci in his response to little George Stephanopoulos. Video cut four. Play cut.
Dr. Fauci, 500,000 Americans, families grieving all across the country. Did this have to be?
Well, certainly some of it, but not this bad, George. I mean, I believe that if you look back historically, we've done worse than most any other country. And we're a highly developed, rich country. So there were things back then that if you go back and think about what you might have done, the kind of disparate responses of different states rather than having a unified approach.
We've done worse than any other country. Interesting. Who was in charge? Ah, yes, you were. So who bears the culpability? Is it you, Dr. Fauci? I think it is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news, constant footage. It's the only thing you will see on cable news right now. Tiger Woods, the golfer, is in surgery right now. He had a car crash, apparently a single vehicle incident. No other car was involved. He was cut out of the vehicle with the jaws of life, according to the local sheriff in Rancho Palos Verdes in California. And he has been rushed into surgery for leg injuries. If we find out any more, we will keep you posted. Also, today we have the hearings on Capitol Hill, not for another Biden nominee, but into the assault, the breach of security on Congress on Capitol Hill on January the 6th. Who are the witnesses? Former Sergeant at Arms of the Senate and doorkeeper. I didn't know they had that. Did you know that? I knew there was a Sergeant at Arms, but Sergeant at Arms and doorkeeper. The former Senate Arms and doorkeeper, Michael Stenger. Former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving and former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund are being, not interrogated, I wouldn't say it like that, being interviewed today as to what happened on January the 6th. I don't hold up much hope for there being true answers as to what happened, but I do note here that all three of those individuals, quote-unquote, resigned after those events. Not sure they resigned. I think they were asked to resign. Back to Anthony Fauci. He has stated that even after you get the vaccine, no indoor dining or theaters. I guess he hasn't been to Texas lately. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-4677. 5-2. Let's go to Brooklyn. Alex, line 3. Welcome to America First.
Yeah, hi, doctor. I think it was unconstitutional, this impeachment in the Senate, but I think President Trump thought, and as well as many of his fans, that it was it's constitutional to impeach a president that left office already, because otherwise, for instance, President Biden would be committing crimes when he right before he leaves. But I think President Trump, the reason why...
You got to slow down. You're losing me, Alex. Slow down. So why is it constitutional to impeach somebody who's no longer president?
Because there are two punishments for someone that is impeachable. For a president that's impeachable, first he gets removed from office, and then he cannot run again. And
have you read the Constitution?
Yes, I've seen it in the Constitution.
Right. Have you read it? Do you know? Can you tell me what it says in the Constitution?
No, I can't, but I have seen it, and I know that this is the way it says it. It says you get removed and you can't run again.
No. It says the punishment is removal from office, comma, and you may also be banned from office. It's two separate things. to utterly separate things.
That's the worst punishment. That is, if you're in office. If you left office, then you should only at least.
So why do you think the chief? Why do you think the chief justice refused to preside as the Constitution demands?
Well, he was on President Trump's side on that.
No, no, I'm not asking you to interpret whose side he's on. Why do you think the Chief Justice, as demanded by the Constitution, Alex, refused to preside
you
over...
Because you can use such a weak excuse. You can
what?
Use such a weak excuse as you've just mentioned.
What are you talking about?
But
such
really,
a weak...
there are two punishments. There are two punishments within the impeachment.
Yes, so what... Why? Okay, let's stop it. You're going around in circles, Alex. Why do you think the Founding Fathers created the tool of impeachment? For what purpose?
So that a president should not commit crime.
No. For what eventuality? You create a tool for a purpose. What was the purpose?
You don't want the president to be a danger to the American people.
Yeah, now you're playing games. You know as well as I do, Alex. The Founding Fathers created the tool of impeachment if a sitting president was a threat to America, to remove him from office. You know that as well as I do, and you're being disingenuous.
Well, but the reason why the president...
Alex, you're going around in circles. You're being disingenuous. Thank you, Alex. We're not playing word games here. The Constitution is very clear. In times of emergency, when the president is actively doing damage to this nation, there is a tool to remove him, not to punish private citizens after they've left office. It's plain as the nose on your face. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls here in a moment on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't listen to me. See the incredible testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Shouldn't you be the next Alicia? Don't you want to find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story? Of course you do. Then do the right thing. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com or just call 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. And it's so simple. What are you waiting for? You know it makes sense. Call them now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
How do you say that? You can't say it, and that's why you have tuned in to America First here on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And our text line, thanks to the great people at PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative cell phone company, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Let's go back to Brooklyn. Judy, line one. Welcome, Judy.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Carry on.
1 minute, because I can barely hear you. Okay, fine. I'm glad you can hear me. So I'm calling about something. There is this dumbing down of America. As far as the standards of education, I feel it's very questionable. Like, you know, math, spelling, English, physics, stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
And instead, there seems to be a concentration on political activism in the educational, in education, in the form of what we call now wokeism, Dr. Gorka.
I know. We talk about it every day.
I know. But I have a suggestion. Because it's basically, I want people to know, this is a war on whites, and they basically want to teach. This is in Illinois, Chicago. and they want to bring it out into the whole country, and you got to be very careful with this. They want to teach first graders that whites are oppressors, and the other children that are not whites, they are the oppressed. So here I want to just bring out something, if I may, Dr. Garka. And I've heard Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and other Democrats, they talk about the Constitution, which to me is a joke, but okay. They seem to talk about the Constitution. And I'm going to tell you something. You know I'm from Australia, the way you are from England, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I reminded myself that in elementary school, I don't know which grade this was, they have a high education over there in the elementary school, by the way. And physics, this, that.
We've got 60 seconds left. You've got to get to the point, Judy.
I will get to the point. Thank you. And they taught also American, this is Australia, American Constitution, Dr. Gorka. So here I'm thinking that they should also implement from the first graders on their level the American Constitution, okay? Because I think the with all this dumbing down, I think it's very important. If kids can sing, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, they can definitely learn on certain levels from the first grade on.
But the teachers' unions don't want them to. You're absolutely right. But the mafia are the teachers' unions. They don't even want to go back into the classrooms. That's the monopoly we have to break. Judy in Brooklyn, thank you for your call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next up, Lord Conrad Black on the Biden administration's first 33 days. Stay on this channel. Don't touch that dial.